My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, poll question time. On X at 1080 The Fan on Friday, we asked you, what is the best bet on the board in the Pacific Northwest this weekend? 53% of you wanted Oregon State plus 16.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty juicy, to be honest with you, the way Oregon had played. Wrong.
Oregon minus 16 was 23%. Washington State plus 5. 17%, and then Washington minus 5, only 7%. That's how it all went down on Friday, and sure enough, Oregon covered and Washington State covered.
yes, indeed.
Good little weekend. So here's today's poll question. Is Oregon football back? Damn right. Nah, not yet. Or never win anywhere.
There's going to be a lot of that.
Yeah.
Jeez. Vote and vote hard.
The answer to that is no, not yet. No offense, but like...
Who are you offending?
Let's see it here. Although you get a bye week now, you're going to continue to get healthy. You got two more games. UCLA is dreadful. Michigan State, again, from a talent standpoint, shouldn't hang with you. And then Ohio State. So, look, it's a big step. Like I said, this is the first time we've seen Oregon look like what we thought Oregon should look like. So, you know, what we've seen, and we haven't seen the ceiling necessarily, but we've seen now, again, what this is supposed to look like, but we've also seen what it can look like. So I'm not ready to say anything other than this was a dominant performance, and it feels good if you're a Duck fan to see your team play the way that they should play. And no more offensive line rotation. I kind of thought they would, but this is the lineup we talked about. The second half of Boise looked like by far the O-line that needed to move forward, and there was no rotation. You move Poncho over to center, left guard to right, put in Strother there as the new guard, and this line looked good. The run game was dominant. Pass protection was really clean. Not that Oregon State necessarily has a great pass rush, but more so than just not only did the offensive line look real good in the run game and pass protection, but no dumb penalties, right? No brain farts, no blown assignments. It didn't look flat-footed and slow. No effort problems. It just looked crisp, clean, and someone got someone's attention, or again, the shuffling of the line and everyone kind of settled in. Your tackles played much better. It just was, and when that old line plays, we know that the run game, the quarterback, and the receivers, that hasn't been a problem. And so once that got cleaned up, here you go. And then on the defensive side of things, I mean, the first half, Oregon State moved the ball a little bit. But again, you're not going to argue with giving up 14 points. So just all in all, this one's hard to nitpick. Are they back? No. I'm not going to say that. Beat Ohio State, or just, you know, give Ohio State a game. Beat the two continue to beat the teams that you're supposed to beat in this fashion to prove that you're a top five team. And then we'll find out where you're at, because when you go into the season as the third ranked team in the country, and I'd say this about Texas, I say it about Bama, I say it about Georgia, any of those schools, I don't judge you based on what you do against a team with, I mean, just by far inferior competition or talent. We judge you based on those three or four games where you really should be tested by equal or close talent. So big step in the right direction. Can't say they're back.
But didn't we kind of judge them, though, in the first two games against teams?
Well, again, I will judge you if you are playing teams that have no business being on the field with you, and you eke out one, and you probably should have lost to Boise State. I mean, those are glaring indictments.
It's only if it's bad.
Yeah.
Because you should be beating those teams all handily.
Yes. Idaho and Boise State should have looked way more like Oregon State did than, I mean, Oregon State obviously is going to be a bit of a punching bag right now, and I know BFAN is licking their wounds. But to be honest with you, Boise State and Idaho are not leaps and bounds, certainly not Idaho, leaps and bounds better than Oregon State. And that game was on the road. The other two were at home. The reason why this game was different is not because Oregon State was lesser than. It was just that Oregon played Oregon football.
Well, they kind of caught them at a bad time, yeah. I think. In other words, I think the Beavers caught the Ducks at a bad time.
Yeah, they got them pissed off.
Exactly. And they had two bad performances under their belt, and they knew that they needed to step it up, and they did. Yeah. But it doesn't bode well for the Beavs that Idaho and Boise both gave Oregon a run, and they couldn't sniff one.
Yeah.
You know? But again, like, that's probably more timing. Right now, 49% say, nah, not yet, not back.
Yeah.
They agree with you. 32% said, damn right. And 19% never went anywhere. So they had just one drive where they didn't score.
Yeah.
They averaged 7.5 yards per carry. They only got to third down 6 times in the whole game and converted 4 of them.
And Gabriel was 20 of 24.
And as you said, 0 penalties and also 0 sacks.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's not to love about that. Let's turn the page, get to the bye week, and what'd you say, UCLA next?
UCLA next, and I don't know if you've seen any of UCLA, but woof.
They might not win another game. They look so bad.
Didn't Indiana kick the crap out of them?
Killed them.
Yeah, they're really bad.
And they almost didn't beat Hawaii. They beat Hawaii by 3 in their only other game. They had a bye week to get ready for Indiana.
Indiana put 42 on them. 42-13. I mean, it's...
Yikes.
It's,
That is like Kurt Google Me Bitch Signetti.
Oh, and by the way, so Oregon gets a bye. Do you know where UCLA is at this week? Because UCLA does not have a bye. So they eke by Hawaii, scored 16 points. Then they get housed by Indiana 42-13. And now they get to go on the road to a really, really calm, non-competitive environment.
Well, I'm guessing it's a Big Ten game.
No.
Oh, it's not?
SEC.
They're going to go play...
Oh, they're going to like LSU or something, aren't they? Is it LSU?
Oh, no.
They're on the road at LSU, and then...
God, you can't make the line high enough for that one.
And then they get Oregon. I mean, so, you know... Just, again, bleh. So Oregon will be fine. Bye week, they're going to continue to get healthy. You're going to just beat the brakes off of UCLA. And then, you got Michigan State. And then you get the big one, which everyone has circled, which has been Ohio State. And, you know, if you play the way you did against Oregon State, now all of a sudden that Ohio State game that for the last 2 weeks where everyone was like, oh my God, now it's, you know, that's going to be the game hopefully that we all want to point to and say, hey, this is one of the best games of the year right here.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And Michigan State is, you know, to be fair, Michigan State is 3-0. Now, to be fair, that's Florida Atlantic, Maryland, and Prairie View. But
see, I think that game's going to go a lot like this game.
They're 3-0.
This Oregon State game. I just don't think Michigan State has much offense, right? I mean, Childs is, I was looking at the QBRs today.
Yeah.
Because, you know, do you know who's last in quarterback rating in college football? All of college football. Maybe, FBS, maybe, there's 100 of them.
Maybe DJ? I don't know.
That's a good guess.
I mean, it's bad.
It's Tyler Van Dyke.
Oh, well.
From Wisconsin.
Well, he's done.
He's done. So.
Yeah. So they don't have to worry about that anymore. Yeah, they took out his leg so that he wouldn't play anymore.
I don't think it really mattered.
Aiden Childs is near the bottom.
Oh, well. I mean, look, they're 3-0. We'll see. They got Boston College at Boston College. BC's pretty good. So we'll see where Michigan State's at. But yes, I mean, no offense to UCLA or Michigan State, but those should be road apples on the way to undefeated Oregon, undefeated Ohio State at Autzen Stadium. Let's go.
Who knew the Ducks' toughest game this year would be Idaho?
Well, Boise State was, but
who called that? I guess so. I don't know, man. I thought the Idaho game was more in doubt at the end than Boise.
They should not have lost to Idaho. They should have lost to Boise.
That 4th and 7 yes. against Idaho was like pucker factor 10.
Yes, but Boise State should have beat them. Like, Boise State's going to look at that and be like, oh my God, Idaho just had a chance at the end. The fact that we're even having that conversation, though, lets you know how wonky.
Yeah.
Like, when you look at the 2 weeks of the Idaho schools, thank God there's no more schools in Idaho that they can play versus the way they looked at Oregon State. Those look like two completely different football teams.
Well, they could throw Idaho State on the skid if they wanted. Well, actually, they can't.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I just, you know, can UCLA just like bow out and just forfeit and then we bring in Idaho
State? I
think
the Ducks are ducking Idaho State.
They don't want them.
They don't want the Bengals.
I think the Bengals, yeah,
the Bengal Tigers.
Yeah.
Quality troll, though, at the end of the Civil War there. Did you hear what they played over the PA as Oregon won the game?
No. What did they?
Yeah, you turned it off. Most people turned it off.
Yeah, I was
still watching all the way to the last whistle.
Oh, the Apple Cup was great.
Well, I mean, like the buzz of the scoreboard.
Yeah.
They played Can't Buy Me Love.
Can't Buy Me Love.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like Oregon's making all
like
the money,
money,
but...
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you know, the lyrics to
good
that.
Good one.
Yeah.
PA guy.
I mean...
A little bit of a troll job there.
Oh, he showed them.
That's right. I think Oregon's doing fine. I think Oregon's doing fine, but...
Yeah, but you can't buy the love of the Beavers.
No, probably. Except Oregon State, you know, agreed to play the game for a big check. So, although there's only one more of those, and then we'll find out where that goes from there.
Yeah, just in case you don't know, Can't Buy Me Love, it's like, what does he say? Because I don't care too much for money.
Money can't buy me.
Can't buy me love.
It took me a second, too. I was like, can't buy me. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. Well, I'll buy you a diamond ring.
Yeah, well, you know.
If it makes you feel all right.
I mean, can you really troll after that?
Like, I think you can. I think you got to do... Well, at this point, the Beavs got to troll in any way they can.
Yeah.
I mean, I would.
I just think it's hard to troll. Like, if I go into my Brock Lesnar defense and I can't, like... as I'm laying on the ground wetting myself so he doesn't continue to beat me, as he walks away, I can't trash talk him, can I?
I think you can, yeah.
That's a real Lamonti Python. We'll call it a draw.
I think you just gotta...
It's running away.
You got to keep coming at them.
I guess.
You know?
Yeah.
Man. What else are you going to do?
Well, as long as they don't get the ball anymore, because I think they'd score again and again.
Yeah,
and
that
again
game was lame. Again.
Yeah. It really wasn't lame. It wasn't good.
All right. Well, there's a poll question. Vote hard. It's on X at 1080 The Fan. Our college football crostini begins with the Apple Cup.
Yes.
Did you guys see that? The Cougs won.
Boy, I got some questions for you, Dub. Holy jeez.
Your boy, Jed Fish.
You called the timeout to draw that up?
Thinking about Gainesville a little bit early?
Well, I mean...
God.
I mean, do you know, when it's in the run game to the short side of the field, you know, you can just count. It's like, the biggest thing in football that people don't understand is sometimes just run game and pass protection just comes down to counting how many guys you have versus how many guys they have. It's not an ideal thing to, when they have two guys outside of your end man and you have no one else to crack down... Don't run option to
you're outnumbered.
That's not good. That's terrible.
And running it to the boundary side where there's less space feels odd too.
What are we doing?
We'll get to that next on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.